Still no sign of that missing six-year-old girl. They now have, they say, 112 law enforcement personnel, from county sheriff deputies to the FBI, trying to find six-year-old Janice Wright from Bremerton. She disappeared sometime Sunday, late Saturday night Sunday, from her neighborhood in Bremerton, a mobile home park, a fenced mobile home park. She was not closely supervised. She's been gone for 3 days now. Here's Como 4's Russ Bowen there on the scene.
The focus today changed to every single house, every single trash receptacle in that neighborhood. Even tonight, investigators were still inside Janice's home.
On the second full day of searching, there are new rules. No one is allowed in or out of the Steel Creek neighborhood unless you live here or are law enforcement. Plus, every single home is being searched one by one, every resident interviewed.
They checked all the bedrooms and the closets and just sat down and did like a little interview with us, how we knew Janice.
Janice went missing Sunday, and it was after not seeing her all day. Her parents reported her missing at around 10 p.m. Sunday night. The six-year-old was known to roam around the neighborhood freely.
Roam around the neighborhood freely. Okay, it's one thing when an 11-year-old does that. It's another thing when a 6-year-old, who is said to be very trusting of strangers, does something like that. One of the neighbors criticized Janice's parents not keeping a closer watch on her.
I don't want to sit here and put blame on people, but I think we all know what's going on, and I think a lot of things could have been prevented, but it's tragic, and I hope that they find her.
Coming to light today is a charge of child molestation filed against Janice's father, James, in 2000 involving other family members. He later pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of assault.
At this point in time, we're not talking about any case history involving anybody who is a resident of the mobile home park.
All right, now that's Scott Wilson. He's with the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office. That adds a new wrinkle into the story. However, do want to point out that he has been cooperating with authorities, as has his wife. This is a blended family. The kids from the earlier relationship are older. Two of them are adults. They're out of the house. The three younger children are an 8-year-old, a 12-year-old, and little 6-year-old Janice. The 8 and the 12-year-old have been removed from the home by Child Protective Services. CPS has, we are told, been to this place before. So this is an entity that is familiar to child welfare officials with Washington State. We're not sure why they were there before. But the way that they were supervising this little girl certainly points a finger toward, you know, negligence, indifference, you name it. The real mystery here is that, quite literally, they don't appear to have a clue where she is. They don't know. There's been no ransom, no sign that she was abducted. Nobody saw anything that they've reported to authorities yet. If she was in an accident, they certainly would likely have found her by now. No sign of that. She's just vanished. She went to bed Saturday night, 10 o'clock. Her folks wake up the next day. She's not there. Not that unusual. Little kids often get up before anyone else in the house, go out and play. But she wasn't home for breakfast. She wasn't home for lunch. And when she wasn't home for dinner, her folks, starting around 8:30 on Sunday night, started going house to house looking for her. And when she didn't turn up, then they call the police about 10 o'clock. Police start commencing a search 3.5 hours later. Eventually grew to about 80 people. No sign. More layers of law enforcement get involved. Here comes the FBI. And we're another day out, and we still don't know what became of Janice Wright. So we are hoping and praying for the best. But right now, just one huge question mark. Another case involving the disappearance of someone has been brought to resolution, and regrettably not a happy one. You know that wife and mom of two young kids from Newburgh, Oregon, Jennifer Houston? She grew up in Gig Harbor there in Pierce County, across the Narrows Bridge. She has been found, and sadly she's been found dead near the SUV she was last seen driving. She was never apparently in the San Juans. That report over the weekend was mistaken. Here's Como 4's brief report from last night.
Police say there is no evidence of foul play in the death of Oregon mother Jennifer Houston. Her body was found today along a remote road. The mother of two vanished after stopping for gas, snacks, and what police call a non-lethal amount of sleeping pills in Newburgh, Oregon, nearly 2 weeks ago. Houston's body was found near her SUV in a wooded area about 25 miles from her home. The cause of death has not been released.
All right, there has been some speculation that it was suicide. We don't know why the car was on this road, this remote, out-of-the-way road. No one knows. They didn't say anything about a note. So there's still some, in fact, many questions about what happened. And I think, but again, they don't think foul play.
One of the factors that took so long to determine what's going on, this is another part of the story we're going to need to hear based on the manner of death. The area where this SUV was found is basically covered in trees. You know, this is the foothills of the coastal mountains of Oregon.
It was a logging road, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was a logging road or if it was somebody's quote-unquote property or something like that. So it would have been impossible to see this SUV from above because it would have been obscured by trees and branches.
Sure.
And so they found the vehicle, but then they found the woman 50 feet away, I think was one of the early descriptions, or a short distance away. So somehow she was out of the vehicle, and if it ultimately is a suicide situation, how long had she been there, I think, has to be one of the other questions. And who knows if a search would have been more productive sooner. Maybe this would have had a different ending. Who knows?
And why, of course, when adults are missing, unless they have definite clues that it was, foul play, a kidnapping or something like that, they hold off for, I think, 24 hours. And so, this is just one of those strange stories where someone may have snapped and we don't know why she is dead, but they say they don't think that foul play is involved. I'm really heavily doubting natural causes.
Yeah, you'd have to think that would be just a slim to tiny chance. Then we haven't heard from this woman's husband yet either, and that will be intriguing to see what, if anything, he says about how this has ended.
Yes, but again, we hope that the case of Janice Wright in Bremerton, the little six-year-old girl, ends much more happily than the case of Jennifer Houston from Oregon. All right, real quickly, here's another gaffe on MSNBC. This one was reporter Chris Jansing talking about President Obama. He's welcoming all these leaders from African nations to the White House. And listen carefully to the first part of what she says. She's talking to Joy Reid, MSNBC.
But the White House is clearly, I would assume, hoping that this will be part of the president's legacy, given his background.
Yeah, the fact that he's from Kenya and the fact that when he was elected, there were expectations on the African continent that he would do great things for them. This is a concerted effort by this administration.
Okay, just want to verify, want to reaffirm. No, this was not said on Fox. This was said on MSNBC. Yeah, he's from Kenya. Barack Obama Jr. is not. He will tell you over and over again, and he'll show the birth certificate and the birth notice in the Honolulu Advertiser, is not from Kenya. Barack Obama Sr. was from Kenya. Barack Obama Jr. Was born in Hawaii.
MSNBC is here. They're a little overwhelmed. They've never seen an audience this big before.
You know, we laugh because it's funny and we laugh because it's true. And reporting like that is one reason why. All right, it's coming up here on a quarter after eight, The Commute with Carlson, the radio program of record. Lines open at 206-421-5757, outside King County, 1-888-312-5757.